Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Partner for farm equipment service and support from field to finish. They've got you covered. And by the Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. California Governor Gavin Newsom calling the large-scale immigration raid on a farm in Central California inhumane. ABC's Aaron Kapturski explains what happened.
A dramatic scene northwest of Los Angeles. Protesters clashing with masked federal agents conducting immigration raids at a cannabis farm in Ventura County. Crowds quickly gathering, federal agents setting off smoke canisters and irritants to disperse them. Dozens of men lined against the wall, heavily armed agents standing guard. At least one person is seen kneeling on the ground, seemingly under arrest.
A New Hampshire judge pausing the birthright citizenship executive order, allowing class action lawsuit on behalf of everyone born in the U.S. after February 20th to proceed. The date on the order, the case almost certainly headed back to the U.S. Supreme Court. President Trump will visit flood-ravaged Central Texas today, where the agonizing search for the more than 160 people still missing goes on. The death toll from the July 4th flooding now hitting 121. This is ABC News. She got the nickname Svetlana the Stowaway for hitching a ride on a New York to Paris flight. Now a judge in New York says the 7 months that Svetlana Dali has already served is enough of a sentence. She'll get out. ABC's Rena Roy.
Dali going through security at Kennedy Airport in New York last year without showing ID by using a special lane reserved for crew members, then boarding the Delta flight without showing a boarding pass. Once on board, authorities say Dali faked vomiting to keep the flight attendants away. They only figured out she was a stowaway shortly before landing and made her sit in a seat reserved for flight crew. Once they reached France, she was arrested and sent back to the U.S.
Walmart recalling about 850,000 Ozark Trail water bottles. Officials say there's a problem with the 64-ounce version that could cause the cap to fly off unexpectedly. Two people have suffered permanent eye damage. Looking like Apple's gearing up to sell a foldable device, several reports say Samsung started construction on an assembly line for the screen. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero-turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Summer's in full swing, and so are the postseason Kinsey Planter deals at Johnson Tractor. All July, you can lock in special pricing while the sun's high and inventory less. Upgrade your operation now, beat the rush, and get expert help from the team every step of the way. Make the summer count. Visit Johnson Tractor or browse Kinsey Planters online. The best deals of the year are waiting, but only through July.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Time now for a look at sports brought to you by the Richland Center Hospital and Clinics and by Bindle's Tire and Auto. Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's today, 647-5851. Good morning. Time to take a look at sports. I'm Adam Hess. Hometown baseball action from last night. It was the Utica doubling up on Albion 4-2. Columbus a 7-1 winner against Jefferson. And Fort Atkinson downed Waterloo 15-3. Sunday League home talent baseball coming up this weekend. Ashton is at Cross Plains. Scholesburg Benton will play host to Muscadet. Dodgeville's on the road at Hollandale. Arena travels to Verona. Argyle will host Wyota. Blanchardville is at Ridgeway. Belleville travels to Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. Casanova will play host to rival Reedsburg. Wanakee hits the road to Middleton. It's Albion at Utica. Sun Prairie at Cottage Grove. Columbus will host Ryo. DeForest hits the road to Wisconsin Dells. Montello is going to host Monona. Lake Mills travels to Evansville. It's Footville at Stoughton, Cambridge at McFarland, and Jefferson hosts Fort Atkinson. The Milwaukee Brewers will begin a three-game home series against the Washington Nationals tonight. Milwaukee is 30-17 in Milwaukee and 53-40 overall. The Brewers have hit 89 total home runs. That ranks 10th in the National League. Washington has a 38-55 overall record. They're 20-27 on the road. They're also 28-7 in games when they have more hits than their opponents. The teams meet tonight for the first time this season. Game time on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 is 6:35 with a pregame and then 7:05 first pitch.
The number of people in minority populations who experience persistent changes in mood or behavior, such as feelings of sadness, anxiety, or general irritability, to the point where it impacts their daily lives, is on the rise. July is National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is encouraging the community to advocate for mental wellness education. Start by talking about your mental health to each other and your primary care provider. There is help available.
The updated forecast for meteorologist Tony Schumacher, mainly cloudy and muggy today, occasional showers and thunderstorms, heavy rain possible later this afternoon, a high near 80. For tonight, humid with areas of rain, fog, and thunder rumbles, and a low in the mid-60s. On Saturday, mostly cloudy to some sun peaks with a 40% chance of brief scattered showers and thunderstorms, most ending by mid-afternoon, a high of 81. And wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, plenty of sunshine with a high of 84. Back to the work week Monday, partly cloudy, hot, and more humid with maybe a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 89 degrees.
Pull up a chair at Richland Family Restaurant Studios with home-cooked country sounds and small-town spirit.
Hey, and for Phil Lee, I'm Adam Hess. Thanks ever so much for making us a part of your Friday. Yeah, that weekend right around the corner. Here's Jody with Cole Swindell.
Down by the ocean where it don't matter. Long as we're going somewhere together. I've got a quarter. Heads Carolina, tails California.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in it was karaoke night. Chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, "Heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I've got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads Carolina.
That's right.
Yeah, she knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen. Raising my glass up for her and saw her smiling at me. Yeah, she had me down in the front by the end of verse two, like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing, "Heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am." Hey, I've got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over,
see that girl every time I hear that song.
Baby, what do you say you just get lost? Leave this one horse town, my two rebels, but that ain't gone. Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere warmer, up in the mountains, down by the ocean, where it don't matter, long as we're going.
Yeah, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me.
Oh, Jody Messina. You know, if I would have met her for a longer period of time in the 1990s, I could have introduced her as the next ex-wife. Oh, those redheads and blondes and brunettes, you get it. 6:11, Adam Hess in for Phil Nee. Thanks ever so much. At 6:30, we have news, weather, and sports coming your way. Don't forget, we have the roundup at 7:20. Yeah, we're going to work on getting Hank up and around. That's about an hour and 10 away. Here's Dwight and Buck.
Something I couldn't find anywhere else. Hey, I'm not trying to nobody, I just want a chance to be myself. I've spent 1,000 miles of coming, guess I've worn blisters on my heels, trying to find me something better streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you're careless, how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? I spent a night there in the can. Lived through this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. And I thanked him as I was leaving. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you're careless, how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you're careless, how I feel. How many of you sit and judge me? Ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
WRCO.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, food, and hometown pride. It's the Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration, July 25th through the 27th at Plain Community Park. Friday kicks things off with a youth softball tournament at 2. Live music from High Mileage, 7 to 11. Saturday brings more youth baseball and softball, the Travis Danitka Memorial Volleyball Tournament at 10:30, and a beanbag tournament with cash prizes. Live music continues with Sean Shell from 4 to 7, and then Rock Out with Cherry Pie, 8 until 11. Sunday starts with a parade at 11 a.m. Bring the entire family for the Beach Luau theme and win cash for the top three floats. Then stick around for the famous chicken barbecue. Live music from Donnie Razek, a children's pedal pull, fire truck rides, and more. Food, cold beer, live entertainment all weekend long. Follow Plain Fire and EMS on Facebook for updates. Please, no carry-ins.
Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year. The Muscadet Mudcats home talent baseball team would like to say thank you to their sponsors for this year. They include Community First Bank, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers Sportsman's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and Foggy Bottom North. Join the Muscadet Mudcats for home games all season long at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Again, thanks to the sponsors that make local baseball possible in Muscadet.
In a little over 10 minutes, we'll get you up to date on the latest news, weather, and sports. We get that underway at 6:30 this morning. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 66. We're looking for some heavy rain later today with a high somewhere near 80. Don't let your little red wagon get caught in the rain. They tend to rust. Ask Miranda all about it. It's your weekday wake up.
You only love me for my big sunglasses and my Tony Lomas and my Dodge Dart Classic. You said I'd be Johnny and you'd be Joan, and I'll ride with you to the moon. But guess what? You can't ride in my little red wagon. The front seat's broken and the axle's dragging. You can't step to this backyard swagger. You know it ain't my fault when I'm walking dogs dropping like a
drop the light.
Don't hurt me, Miranda. Make me write bad checks for that little red wagon. 620. We're at 66 degrees. In exactly 1 hour, we will get your recipe of the day with Pea Ridge, Arkansas's very own original Valentino. Hank Bray's in the air chair. Hey, out at the resort this last week, boy, I tell you what, we've had a lot of fun time. Speaking of Arkansas, some relatives up from Arkansas, the crew in from Mesa, Arizona, everybody heads for home today. Going to be sat around the resort. I'm going to need your energy, guys, to help me get through this. This is Randy Travis. We all got to pray for those fish.
Everybody gathered where the river runs wider at the edge of town to see if that Eddie Levon baptism was really gonna go down. Folks bet hard-earned money that water wouldn't change a thing. They set the odds at 100 to 1, his soul would never come clean. Then the preacher said, people, take a moment or two. There's something we need to do. Pray for the fish. They won't know what's coming when the sin starts rolling off the likes of him. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim down. Pray for the fish. Well, the preacher ducked him under that cool, clear water, then he did it again. Eddie came up yelling, Lord in heaven, hallelujah, I'm a brand new man. Well, the water got to bubbling, the sky got to rumbling, and the thunder backed up the choir. The fish started jumping, it was like they were swimming in a lake of fire. His mama stepped out of the crowd and started yelling out loud, pray for the fish. They won't know what's coming when the sand starts pulling off the likes of him. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim. Pray for the fish. He said, everybody cross your fingers, fold your hands. But before we say amen, pray for the fish. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim. Pray for the fish.
That's one of my favorite Randy Travis tunes. One of the later ones in his career from 2003. Well, it is foggy out. If you're traveling, allow a little extra time today. I was looking out the front door, and I saw a little robin there, and I think he was going to give Mr. Beep Beep Tony from Town Taxi a call. It's too foggy to fly, I told him. He just wanted to get across town. Hey, speaking of Town Taxi, the triple play comes your way during the 8 o'clock hour this morning. See what Mr. Beep Beep has in store for you. My name's Adam Hassan for Phil Nee. He is Phil Vassar. It's the other Phil with Carlene.
I was lousy admin, a failed historian. Carlene was valedictorian. I was quarterback in the back of the class, and she was the whiz kid in the horn-rimmed glasses. I bet you don't remember.
La, and Oh My My. That's a Star Spangled Celebration memory right there with Phil Vassar. 627, the Works Floor and Home Thermometer showing 66 degrees. News, weather, and sports comes your way next. 7 o'clock on ABC News Update, 720. We will have for you the roundup. And don't forget, we'll take a look at birthdays and anniversaries coming your way around 7:30. Right now, let's do a little time traveling back to the 80s.
It's time for Movie Tone News. 1982. The Ithaca Bulldogs are trying to stay out of the cellar in the scenic Central standings. But wait, a stout running back from the opposing team breaks through the line and surely is headed for a touchdown. Ithaca will certainly lose unless someone can stop him. Look at that. The runner is tripped up and falls down. Lucky for Ithaca, their manager, Phil Knee, accidentally left the kicking tee on the field. Great job, Phil!
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Those were the days on WRCO Saturday Night. We'll take us back to some of those old memories. Phil Knee, hope you'll join us. Our show is sponsored in part by Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspire Innovation Salon, along with Jones Chevrolet. We'll talk to you Saturday night with all kind of rock and roll between 6 and midnight, right here on the radio.
It's prime time, and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our prime time sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet. And Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Found the perfect home, but it needs a little work? A renovation loan can help you turn that fixer-upper into your dream home. With a renovation loan, you can finance both the purchase price and the cost of repairs or upgrades in one convenient mortgage. Whether it's updating the kitchen, fixing the roof, or creating your ideal living space, the Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help. Call us today at 738-8765 to learn more and see if you qualify. Let's build your dream home together. The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you create the home you've always wanted.
Now that the big, beautiful bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home, drink a barrel of beers on the
front. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 6:30. We're at 66 degrees. We're looking for mainly cloudy and muggy conditions, showers and thunderstorms likely, heavy rain possible by the afternoon with a high temperature at 79. The morning low 65. Currently we're at 66. This news update is brought to you by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. Also brought to you by BL Signs. Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com. Good morning with news on WRCO-FM. In for Phil Knee. I'm Adam Hess. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has officially endorsed Court of Appeals Judge Chris Taylor for the 2026 state Supreme Court election. Senator Baldwin called Judge Taylor fair, impartial, and committed to making sure the law protects the rights and freedoms of everyone in a statement released earlier this week. Judge Taylor first announced her candidacy in late May and will challenge the incumbent conservative-backed Justice Rebecca Bradley for the seat. A victory in the 2026 election would give liberal-backed justices a 5-2 majority on the state's highest court. Congressman Mark Pocan is backing Democratic Governor Tony Evers for a third term. The 3rd District Democrat says he's not worried about Evers' age and has never had any questions about Evers' ability to govern. Pocan cited Evers' work with Republican-controlled chambers of the legislature to get a budget passed as another reason why he supports him. Pocan says Evers is the most quintessential Wisconsin politician he's ever seen, and he hopes that he runs. Evers, who's 73, said he'll make a decision on seeking a third term in the next few weeks. Governor Tony Evers has said he wanted to get the budget done before making a decision about whether to run again. Savannah Tomei Olson has the data about what Wisconsinites think.
The pollsters at Marquette Law School asked Wisconsin voters, do you think Evers should run for a third term? Charles Franklin, director of the poll.
42% say he should seek a third term, 55% say he should not, and 2% say they don't know. Again, a big partisan gap. 93% of Republicans no, 83% of Democrats yes. So that's 15% of Democrats saying no and 1% don't know. But among those independents, the 12% that are purely independent, it's 37% he should run, 50% not, 9% don't know.
Franklin says Evers has a good record among Wisconsinites.
In 31 polls, his net approval has been positive, and in just 4 polls, net approval negative. So it's a pretty strong record. He remains the most popular of the political figures in the state that we ask about.
Democrats are shooting for a trifecta, aiming to take both chambers of the legislature and ensure there's a Democrat in the governor's office next year. Wisconsin is one of 5 states that President Donald Trump won last year that has a Democratic governor and a gubernatorial election in 2026. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Flash floods are usually the result of intense storms dropping large amounts of rain within a short amount of time. It can also happen when a storm stalls and stays stuck over the same area. Brittany Merlot fills us in.
These floods can occur with little or no warning and can reach full peak within just a few minutes. And it only takes 6 inches of water to knock you down, and with only 1 foot, it can float your car and carry it away.
Yeah, so we don't have an established standard on when to close the road. But if there's standing water, what we would do is we would reach out to our regional offices that maintain those roads and also work with state patrol to determine if we need to close the road or not.
That's Rebecca Simkowski, the director of Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Bureau of Highway Maintenance.
What we do try to do is leave the road open if we can, just so people don't have to divert or go a different route. But really, if determined that there's a safety need, they will go ahead and close the highway.
It's a process, though, and could take some time with all of the moving parts at work. Closing ramps, setting up cones.
The law in Wisconsin is you should drive as fast as prudent. You know, mm-hmm. So if the conditions warrant driving slower, you really should drive slower. Otherwise, you can get a ticket for that. So, If somebody does see a truck speeding by and they have concerns, they can call, you know, their local dispatch and report that.
She also said that stopping and pulling over underneath an overpass is okay to do. Just be sure to have your hazards on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And a $146,000 Badger 5 jackpot will be split between winning tickets purchased at a BP in Stoughton and a Quick Trip in Boscobel. The winning numbers were 5, 9, 12, 16, and 17. So far this year, 12 winning Badger 5 jackpots have exceeded $100,000. That's a look at news for your Friday. We'll have your forecast and sports coming up next. For Phil Nee, I'm Adam Hess.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
The updated forecast for meteorologist Tony Schumacher: mainly cloudy and muggy today, occasional showers and thunderstorms, heavy rain possible later this afternoon, a high near 80. For tonight, humid with areas of rain, fog, and thunder rumbles, and a low in the mid-60s. On Saturday, mostly cloudy to some sun peaks with a 40% chance of brief scattered showers and thunderstorms, most ending by mid-afternoon, a high of 81. And wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, plenty of sunshine with a high of 84. Back to the work week Monday, partly cloudy, hot, and more humid with maybe a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 89 degrees.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's almost time. The Casanova Celebration 2025. The celebration returns Friday, July 18th at Memorial Park, running through Sunday, July 20th. Kick things off on Friday with the fun Take Your Burger to Work Day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tasty support for the community. Then join us from 5 o'clock on for live music, delicious festival food, and small town spirit by the lakeside. Saturday, July 19th brings a full day of action, a hearty pancake breakfast, an energizing 5K, competitive 3-on-3 basketball, the Splashtastic Raft Races, and a show-stopping car and camper exhibition. As night falls, enjoy live music and fireworks lighting up the sky from 8 p.m. to midnight. A weekend filled with fun, food, and community. The Casanova Celebration, July 18th through the 20th at Memorial Park. We'll see you there. It's time for your Friday morning sports, brought to you by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Up next, we'll take a look back and a look forward with Home Talent Baseball.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports. I'm Adam Hess. Home Talent Baseball action from last night. It was the Utica doubling up on Albion 4-2, Columbus a 7-1 winner against Jefferson, and Fort Atkinson downed Waterloo 15-3. Sunday League Home Talent Baseball coming up this weekend. Ashton is at Cross Plains. Schulzburg-Benton will play host to Muscadet. Dodgeville's on the road at Hollandale. Arena travels to Verona. Argyle will host Wyota. Blanchardville is at Ridgeway. Belleville travels to Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. Casanova will play host to rival Reedsburg. Wanakee hits the road to Middleton. It's Albion at Utica. Sun Prairie at Cottage Grove. Columbus will host Ryo. DeForest hits the road to Wisconsin Dells. Montello is going to host Monona. Lake Mills travels to Evansville. It's Footville at Stoughton, Cambridge at McFarland, and Jefferson hosts Fort Atkinson. The Milwaukee Brewers will begin a three-game home series against the Washington Nationals tonight. Milwaukee is 30-17 in Milwaukee and 53-40 overall. The Brewers have hit 89 total home runs. That ranks 10th in the National League. Washington has a 38-55 overall record. They're 20-27 on the road. They're also 28-7 in games when they have more hits than their opponents. The teams meet tonight for the first time this season. Game time on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 is 6:35 with a pregame and then 7:05 first pitch. The All-Star break is coming up after this weekend set of games, minutes after striking out the side in an electric 3-2 walk-off win against the Los Angeles Dodgers on Wednesday, Trevor Miguel was named a National League All-Star. Trevor had this to say about making the All-Star team.
This was number one for me this year. You guys asked me earlier this season, and I kept it to myself that this is what, you know, I was striving for, and a lot of hard work and a lot of pitchers in front of me, a lot of my bullpen guys in front of me, you know, putting it down and giving me the opportunity to go out there and get saves this year. So, you know, without the guys around me, this probably wouldn't be possible.
Miguel on why things have clicked for him in Milwaukee.
I mean, it's just trust and Hook and Jim and Murphy and, you know, Arnold, everybody involved. You know, they're just very mature organization, and, you know, they you put a game plan together with them and they trust you to go out there and execute it. And, you know, it's, they don't get lost too much in the analytics and whatnot. It's just go out there and get the zeros and, you know, just feel the confidence coming from up top, and it just helps me out that way.
The Midsummer Classic will be played at Trust Park in Atlanta on July 15th, where players will hit the field on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central. There was a limited set of big league games played last night. Baltimore beat the Mets in interleague play 3-1, the Cubs over Minnesota 8-1. Baltimore a 7-3 win against the Mets, and the Athletics over Atlanta 5-4. In the American League, Cleveland at Chicago postponed. Boston won better than Tampa Bay 4-3. The Yankees over Seattle 6-5, and Texas a big win over the Angels 11-4. Senior Circuit, Cincinnati blanked Miami 6-0, St. Louis no trouble with Washington 8-1, and San Diego edged Arizona 4-3. Seattle Mariner catcher Cal Raleigh thinks All-Star closer Andre Munoz was tipping pitches when he squandered a two-run lead in the ninth inning against the New York Yankees. Munoz was handed his sixth blown save in 27 opportunities this season after starter Brian Wu held the Yankees hitless into the eighth inning. With the Mariners holding a 5-3 lead, Munoz entered in the ninth inning and loaded the bases on a pair of singles and a two-out walk. Standing at second base while Austin Wells batted, Cody Bellinger waved his arms when Munoz threw his slider. Wells worked the count full and then lined a fastball into right field for a two-run single that tied it. The Yankees then scored in the 10th inning to pull out the 6-5 victory.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
You're listening to the Weekday Wake Up with Phil Nee.
With Phil Nee.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Told him straight up. I see you got yourself a little bit of denim wearing. My brand new buckle just a fitting. Well, where I come from, you gotta win it. Your own boots don't count, boy. You got a great big head, you never sweating. Bad days or hard days, work you didn't finish. You ain't got it by now, you never get it. Your own boots don't count, boy. I meet a Marlboro man with some big rough hands and an old Dodge Ram in the driveway. Got charm like Southern, he's a real
every Friday.
Finding the real
country can't be bought.
I see you got yourself a little bit of denim wedding, my brand new buckle just to fit in. Well, where I come from, you gotta win it. You're all boots, no cowboy. You got a great beard, you never sweat it. Bad days or hard days, work you didn't finish. You ain't got it by now, you never get it. You're all boots, no cowboy. I need a Marlboro man with some big rough hands and an old Dodge Ram in the driveway. Got charm like Southern, he's a real good lover, and he takes me to town every Friday.
Honey, the
was hitting all those check boxes right there. I've got the old Dodge Rusty Ram in the parking lot. I haven't moisturized in a while, so the hands are a little rough. And I don't have the boots, but CC, you could hook me up. Yeah, speaking of being hooked up, coming your way at 7:20, we will have the recipe of the day from Mr. Valentino himself, Hank Bray. Gina Carter may think there's no limit, but when we're talking about all things P. Ridge, Hank, we got to put a limit on it. Yeah, maybe not. Happy weekend, y'all.
If it's a long, long road, baby, I'll walk it. If it's a mountain high, baby, I'll cross it. If it's a deep blue sky, you know I'll jump out in it. There's nothing I would not do for you. There's no limit. If you want my heart, you can have it. If you want my soul, you gotta grab it. If you want my love, then baby, come and get it. There's nothing.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation. Even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia. Puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected. Your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine. Earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Baskerville is proud to welcome family medicine physician Elizabeth White to our growing primary care team. With a special focus on pediatrics and women's health, Dr. White believes in meeting patients where they're at and matching medical plans with individual values and goals. Schedule your appointment with Dr. White in Baskerville or Muscadet online through MyChart or call 375-4144.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers like Tina here.
Yeah, they give us special rewards and exclusive deals and everything. It feels like they're putting on a fireworks display just for me.
Yeah, and the grand finale is giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Us Days just got bigger. All customers can get a free phone with no trade-in. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Now is the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota BO1 series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched attachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly, no one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little queasy, and they should. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger Care in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP? And who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you a lot. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Well, Joanne Krulatz has made her way in through the fog. Joanne, close the door. The fog's getting in. She'll come your way at 7:45 with a news update. Hank is awake from under the desk. He stays here Thursday night, so he is ready for the weekend. 7:20 becomes the roundup time. Here's Mark McGuinn.
I get up on Sunday about 8:50 just to get the paper that I never read. 'Cause I know she'll be there barely in a row, sitting on her front porch, painting on her toes. Her husband's always says, Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. And says, Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Sometimes Mrs. Rudy calls crying late at night, 'cause her and Mr. Ugly have had another fight. We talk a while, I hear her smile, and when she says thank you, I tell her that she's welcome like any friend would do. I only wish she knew. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. says, Steve and Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty. But that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Imagination, infatuation, I'm what she deserves. I wonder if she thinks about me the way I think about her. Hey, Mrs. Steve and Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Steve and Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty. But that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey, Mrs. Steve and Rudy, I don't know what you do to me.
Mark McGuinn with Mrs. Steve and Rudy. 6:57, we're 3 minutes away from that news update, courtesy of the ABC News Network. That comes your way at the top of the hour. We'll have a look at your forecast as well. Here's one going out to Zoggy. It's the Pea Ridge Squirrel Revival. I took a little liberty with that. It's Ray Stevens.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. But what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls and Harv leaped to his feet and said, something's got a hold on me. Yow! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First South Baptist Church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit and blooms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. But you should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, Lord, have mercy on me! As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life, and then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First South Baptist Church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Well, seven deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula.
Yeah, the day the squirrel went berserk in the old Bloom City Church. I bet Joanne had something to do with it. Joanne Krulatz comes your way at 7:45 with our news update. It's time right now for an ABC news update on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. And it's brought to you by the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and by PCB Wealth Management.